What up, love and hip hop heads? We are doing season 5, episode 14, and it's called Confessions. Lay round for it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Uh-huh. Queen B. This lady's night, what? It must be Angie on the mic.
Angie.
The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L's tight, keep the rhymes right.
Hey,
What up, everybody? Loving Hip Hop Atlanta in the building. We are about to get it cracking for another episode. Very good one, actually, called Confessions. But I have a confession to make. My name is Stephon Wallace. And I'm hosting with the ladies tonight.
Yes, it's ladies' night, y'all.
How you doing, miss?
Miss,
introduce yourself.
Shout out to
this is Miss Courtney Stewart.
I have to say my own name. Hi, guys.
Well, just because Jesse says
it. It's okay. He gets real upset when the angry black women attack.
So, y'all start.
Hello, audience. Thank you for joining us. I am Courtney Stewart.
We're going to start like that, audience.
And we're going
to
pass.
Do I need to introduce everyone?
No,
I can speak for myself.
Thank you, Sean.
Oh, see? That's the anger I'm talking
that's
about.
That's because she knows you won't
hello,
do her
everyone.
Justice.
Hello, we are here.
That's Nicola Guyona.
And yes.
Oh, but you can say her name down.
That's Char Jocelyn.
And I'm Char Says So. No, I'm Char Jocelyn. You can find me as Char Says So, though.
I know. Woo,
we you ask him. Tonight.
We didn't ask him.
It's yo, ladies' night, y'all.
There's a lot of tension in here from the ladies
there
tonight.
There's no tension.
You know what I'm saying?
All but love.
As the lone gentleman, I shall represent. We need to chat up, though, before we even
we
get
use
started.
That definition
and
of
shout
gentleman
out to the hip-hop honors tonight. I only saw part of the, I missed Kim.
Yes.
And I missed Salt and Pepper. But
I'm
Missy's was bomb. Oh, my God. Missy's was bomb.
I wouldn't.
Fantasia,
Tweet,
and Monica.
Okay.
Slayed it.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Fantasia.
I did record it, so I will be seeing it when I get home after this.
The home that none of us are invited to.
Okay.
Ooh.
People have been invited to my home.
See, Stephon be having these private parties, y'all, where he only puts some people on the list.
So because
and
I'm
you
not,
have all kinds of guidelines
shoot.
You gotta pass
let's talk
before
about
you get
parties,
involved.
Y'all. Let's
have
talk
you been
about
Nicolette?
These parties. Have
so,
I been?
I'm sure you have.
Nicolette's been to the hells.
So, since I'm not on the cast of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, let's talk about the actual cast of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Let's do that.
So we ended up last week. Carly Rae, she passed out. Everybody was. She got the big ring from life.
Mm-hmm.
Her life story. She trying to tell.
That's
now.
A scene I have been waiting on ever
that's
since the super
QZ.
Trailer
that's
was
true,
dropped.
That's true.
Right, and I'm so mad at how that whole situation
it worked out.
Well,
yeah.
They've been
right.
teasing this from like the beginning. Of the
I mean,
season.
That's the reason we stayed on the show at this point.
Right.
We was like ready to give up on Love and Hip Hop, but we saw her hit the ground. We're like, what the hell is about to happen?
So I heard last week y'all said you didn't think it was going to be a proposal.
I knew it wasn't a proposal. I didn't even believe the ring was real.
I mean, the fact that she really fell off the chair, like I just could not. I
and
don't
it was
know
a hard fall.
Like she. Crash.
I mean, honestly, I thought it could have been a proposal the way that she fell to the ground like that because ain't nobody ever gonna propose
well,
to
no.
Carly Rae.
Well,
so.
No, because she thought it could have been because he didn't tell her until she got back up and regained consciousness
right.
that this is a promise ring.
Right, right. So Carly Rae falls over her ass and everything all out
yes,
for the people
honey,
to see.
Just all out.
And
all out of the bench.
Life informs her that this is actually a promise ring and he promises her that. She can't have him.
And then
and
she
you
will
never
find
never
anything
find
better.
You will never will you ever.
I don't even want to go here, but it is ladies night.
Ever,
I want to
ever.
Ask, have y'all ever been told by a man that you'll never find somebody
no.
like me?
Yeah, a deranged man.
I know,
no. Clearly,
no one has ever
closed
their lips
no
to utter that sentence
right.
to me.
Never once.
Ever.
Never once.
Well,
however, I give him props for giving her a ring, because if it is a real ring, thank you.
I don't
you.
Think it is.
I don't think it is either. I thought it was
that,
a QZ.
It was way too
that
big.
Was like,
yes,
right. It looked like a QZ for real. Like,
right.
And I mean,
it
come
did.
On, let's talk life. I mean,
I
I'm not trying
say,
to
live
in that man's
life,
pockets,
make money.
But...
Pun.
I mean, he probably got it at, like, her store or something, or at Icing's or something.
I am not trying to be in that man's pockets, but I know
Claire's.
Those residuals can't be that thick.
So, you know, what I was tripping on, I guess, a little bit is he said, you know,
Royalty
I was looking for a woman to take care of me and my kids.
How many damn kids he got? When he in jail?
I mean,
first of all, that is a problematic statement within itself.
Yeah, I don't like when men come out and say, I need a woman to take care of me and my kids.
That's like when men say they babysit. You don't babysit your own children.
Amen.
You're being a father.
Amen.
There's no such thing as babysitting your own damn offspring.
Oh my gosh, that's so true.
Oh, see, it's hot in here.
There's no such thing as that.
I actually feel very cool and comfortable. Wish I had
yeah. Are you trying me at this table?
I am not trying you at this table.
He was actually agreeing with you.
I was agreeing. We
yes.
were agreeing. agreeing with each other.
Yes.
And also, I thought it was funny because she said that life disappears for weeks. That's behavior that she puts up with.
That's behavior of a married man.
Well, that's because Carly Rae out here disappearing too. She disappears.
Girl, she ain't disappearing.
Like, girl, she out here.
Appearing on dicks all over the world.
Okay? Everybody's like,
but like Courtney said, that is the behavior of a married man.
But they supposedly had an open relationship.
Okay.
And you have an open relationship if you're married? If you're legally married, can you?
I mean, some people do. It's called, you know, that, like,
I've heard of open marriage.
But
what those people do in Nevada
and Idaho and Nebraska?
Sister wives?
No, that's sister wives, and like that's actually marrying other people. But people have open marriages.
That is true. I know quite a few people in Hollywood.
Right?
No, I mean,
even if it is working out,
even if it is working out, some of them say that's how they swing it work out.
I know quite a few people up in Hollywood with.
I mean, swingers indicates that you generally do it together.
Okay,
but an open marriage usually means that you go and do what you do.
Well, so,
and it's
can
not
do
necessarily
do.
Together.
Sounds good. I don't know if they have an open. They don't have a marriage.
Definitely sounds good.
Life's already married, so he can't have. He must have an open marriage because he with Carly.
I just want to know what Life does. Does he have an album? Has he had an album?
No. You know, Life actually came
and I
to
liked
my.
Him.
When I was an undergrad, I saw him perform.
I
for whatever reason, they booked him for one of our spring concerts.
So he
I don't
does
know what the budget was
concerts.
Looking like. It was like, it was a long time ago, but it was him and Trey Songz and Boosie, I think, on the roster. So it was just a weird
That's
night
random.
Of feels. Because how you gonna have, you know, Set It Off in this mother by Lil Boosie.
And then
you got Trey Songz making you want to leave the party early and go do.
Mm.
And then you have Life reminding you that S-E-X.
So you had to get
See,
in there.
Well, you got it all.
You know.
They wanted you to get in there. They knew what they was doing.
They wanted to get all of it in there.
But I remember thinking thinking to my SGA, this is the most random selection you all could ever have.
Yeah.
And the most random roster, like performance roster.
Speaking of random roster and performances, let's just talk really quick about Mama D's new song.
In that order.
Which I love that they're using that. They're playing on that.
And you know what? We all last week was talking about, we didn't know what word she was
going to come up with.
Okay. And I thought maybe, well, did I say throne or
something
queen,
like that? And we
like
said
that.
Something about putting the crown on.
We never
or
thought in that order.
No.
Well, she already did
that
in that order.
Order.
That's from season one.
That's what solidified her in our hearts.
And the B-I-C-T-H when she misspelled bitch. But I'm still loving the Kris Jenner wig on her.
Mm-hmm. So she's got, is Jock producing the track?
No, he's supposed to be featured on it.
Okay.
She said,
but
my
I think,
cousin,
yeah.
Jock,
I think
on the
he's
track.
He's like coming up with like kind
Everything
of the concept.
And, like, putting
yeah.
together.
So he called it a line dance song, which I guess those go, that's what he said.
I'm glad he called it a line dance song. I'm like, they ain't going to be like, in that, what, that, what, like.
Well, she got a little jig going on. Like, she got
turn to the right. Step back now, y'all.
I'll dance
order.
To it.
Mama D, get your hit, girl.
Order.
Get your hit.
I was going to say, if I have enough to drink and Mama D comes out with the new cast, the new wobble, and she wobble, and it's called In That Order,
and
I got
that.
Oh,
dance.
My
and
gosh.
In That Order. Well, so we're going to, I mean, we'd like to hear it, Mama D.
I'm sorry,
I guess
they have me cracking up in these.
We already feel it. Tell me, let
they
me
talk
know.
About
they said
Ariana's
wig was part of the Applebee's 2 for $20 special.
Oh, my goodness.
Their confessional wig, and Jocelyn's wig at the pool party looks like the Heartbreak
Hotel
wig.
Whitney.
That Whitney wore.
Thank you. That's what I said.
It was giving me Hallie 2004
Whitney.
Though.
I said Whitney.
Hallie Catwoman red carpet wig.
Since I was talking about Jock and messiness and messy wigs even, let's get into Amber. So J-Nix comes to the studio to
is
meet
that
Jock.
That's the plus size fellow.
Yes.
Okay.
He's the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah, he definitely looks like the Doughboy.
So J-Nix comes to the studio to meet with Jock upon Jock's request because Jock would like to have a heart-to-heart bro-to-bro about the fact that he's smashing his girlfriend.
Ugh.
Or like his...
This is crazy.
Yeah, maybe.
So
the bride of Chucky.
Whatever she is.
The Disney villain.
I like the Ursula Sea Witch
the
comparison.
Ursula.
Well, Stefan said that, but she looks like she could be any Disney villain. She could be Maleficent.
Yeah.
No, you know who she is?
With eyebrows, honey.
No.
With those eyebrows.
No,
absolutely.
The Little Mermaid when Ursula turned into the, like, girl walking and stole the voice.
Oh, my God.
That's who she is.
You
know that Ursula's character was inspired from a drag queen. I figured that was common knowledge.
I
saw it on BuzzFeed.
I mean,
but
it
makes
sense
when you think about it now.
Because Ursula was very extravagant.
Amber, or aka Ursula, she Jock just smashed her last week, we saw in last episode. And in this one, Jock's letting Jay Nix know, listen, your girl came on to me. He kind of fumbled around with it.
Yeah, he didn't know how to say it.
He was uncomfortable.
And you can tell that they don't really have a real friendship.
Oh, no.
Because it's in a real fake. Friendship, yeah. There's a different way you would approach. First off, you wouldn't approach your friend's, your boy's girl, ever. Right. That's just off limits. But since he did, he was like, well, you know, she kind of, and then I, he like, she did you smash my girl?
She went all the way.
She like, went all the way, like, he didn't go.
She went all the way, right.
Yeah, so finds out that Jock smashed her. Jay Nix gives us the little suspense for half a second.
I know.
And then he goes, yeah, I have an exit strategy. These dudes are so weak.
It's so stupid.
Y'all so weak.
You didn't know. Literally, strategy. This sounds like the conversation that you would hear around the cafeteria table in the eighth grade.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You have an exit strategy. If you don't want to be with this woman, get rid of her.
I was just going to say, not even, because in eighth grade, you just stop talking to him.
Right.
Like, you don't even have to talk about it.
No. My eighth grade experience was one of very dramatic. There were plenty of notes being passed for an exit strategy. It was just not. When you grow up, you grow into just nonchalantly leaving them. But the drama was real in eighth grade. The songs, and the Moesha Diary, what?
In eighth grade.
There were notes back and forth.
I sat at lunch and pretended like I didn't know you.
It was all notes.
And I just did.
I can remember sliding into that locker slot.
So,
damn notes.
Or you start rubbing on somebody.
Jay Nix, who is a grown man, a Pillsbury Dough grown man, Stay Puft Marshmallow. Shout out to Ghostbusters.
He needed an exit strategy,
so now he found one, so he started dating Tierra, which...
He kind of looked like a Care Bear a little bit.
That's funny, because I always say that Scrappy reminds me of a Teddy Graham.
The Teddy Graham and the Care Bears, we got them all on here.
He totally looks like a
Teddy Graham. Teddy Graham.
Y'all making me hungry.
I know, Courtney and
I love me some
eating.
Honey Teddy Grahams. I could tear up a box of those.
So anyway, Jock spills it about the fact that Amber Ursula has her cosmetic... Ambersula. That's a good one, though. Has her cosmetic line launch party? What is
she
that?
She had
is
a line.
She had it in the church, the local church recreational hall.
Yes. They got those little plastic tablecloths.
So, last week we was looking at her Instagram, cracking up, right? So you know how everybody would...
Honey, look at her Instagram.
It's real good. It's actually really hilarious. How everybody be putting their lipstick...
Their color swatches, yeah.
She was not giving a fuck how it puts on the arm. It was just like...
It wasn't like cute in uniform.
Oh, no. It was like all over the place.
And she done locked her account now. We can't
damn.
See it.
Damn it, girl.
You trying to be famous. Why you got your shit locked?
She probably got
trolled. She had 123,000 followers.
Yeah. I mean, she out here, though. She out
here. I know she
here.
Out here. But
you can check her out at prettycosmetics.com.
It's so crazy, the stuff that we promote, though. She out here, and we like, we need 123,000 people to support that.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so cosmetic line.
All in the strip club.
Fast forward to her inside the church hall. Where was she?
Inside the church hall.
The banquet hall.
She was in the banquet
where
hall.
Where they have the pastor's anniversary reception.
with the dollar store
tablecloths. They the plastic kind.
That always tear and make you mad, right? You're like, dang, we already are ripped.
And they always...
We just opened
They're never the right size or like it's always wrong.
It's always like a swoop drape or something.
And it was a horrible color.
So Ambersula let us know that she's not just a dancer, but she's self-financing her cosmetic line.
She said that's why she's dancing.
That was the reason.
That's the reason she went into hoarding.
Girl,
yes.
Do what you gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
Entrepreneur.
So all that time on her knees,
it's America, y'all.
It was about the cosmetic line. I get it.
Capitalism. Hey, a girl can dream.
Selling coochie for lipstick.
Your parents are so proud. So she's not just a dancer. She's self-financing. We see the cosmetic line. And up shows, what's his name? Jay Nix with Tierra. Why would you even want to be there if you, you know what I'm saying?
Because I was Tierra, I would have been like, excuse me.
I'd be like, you really just came here to make her mad? Because that's what it really happened.
No, you really just brought me on a date.
Y'all.
As we just started talking
to
your ex-girlfriend's cosmetic
garbage.
She's
only a cocktail waitress. Maybe she's trying to make her way to the stage.
Oh, my God.
You know, and she's trying to get as much camera time as she can.
But it looked like it was extremely cold in that room.
Oh.
It looked like the AC was at, like, an obnoxious temperature. It just looked... You had that... Maybe it's because it was white walls with nothing on them.
It just
and
looked real empty.
And tablecloths.
And just,
it was just
really
She
sad.
Only had one table that had, like, probably her entire inventory laid.
out. Caitlin like, Monroe said that she used crayons and beeswax. Probably.
She melting crayons over the stove.
She's staging.
Absolutely.
I only have one of each, ladies, so one don't. Okay. These are all samples.
Not all at once.
Correct. And I've only got 12, so.
So just like the classless woman that we knew she was, at her own event, her man that she knows she just smashed his friend shows up with his new boo,
and she knows he got a new boo,
right? She already knew about
she
it.
Got one too,
right?
But
she still tried to turn up and throw all her own cosmetics onto the floor.
That is something I will never understand.
The only one she probably only has.
Yeah. The prototypes.
The samples.
I will never understand why people ruin their own events.
I don't know.
Never understood it. Don't try to understand it. And never will understand it.
Girl, you could have just said, oh, hey, Tierra, your lips look a little ashy. Won't you try this pink color?
Mm-hmm. Or totally ignored her. I mean, you know, I know people that have ruined their own birthday parties.
I mean, I just know no one's checking for them.
Well, we see it all the time on this series.
Yeah.
They ruin their own stuff.
I don't get it.
So Tierra comes right in, turned up, and says, she don't have to go here.
Tierra didn't even have to go there.
She didn't have to go here, but she said, where your pole at, hoe?
She said, where your pole?
Where your pole at, hoe?
And she was not prepared for the scandal.
Where you work at?
You know where my pole at, because you were in the same place.
Yeah, she wasn't prepared for that. I had to scream out, got him! In the studio. She wasn't prepared for that clap back from Amber.
And she probably leaving with hella way more money than Tierra.
She had a whole box of her money.
She
walks out with a box of money.
Well, that's because in strip clubs, Stefan, correct me if I'm wrong.
I will.
You are the authority.
But in strip clubs, I like to imagine that men probably love that illusion of the super curvy. That's why everybody has like the diaper booty and things like that.
Sure.
And Tierra is someone who's very much so natural. She's thin. There's no obnoxious booty. Right, the boobs. But... Yeah. I mean, times
they still look natural.
Those are beautiful.
They still, yeah.
But if it were 19, and you can tell they're natural. If this were 1994, she'd be, you know, because boobs, it was all the rave.
It was all boobs.
But it's all about this figure eight, this obnoxious Sarah Bartman ass.
She's talking the Venus Hottentot, y'all.
Like, really? Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. Isn't that why you all go to the strip club, or is it for the chicken wings? Because I heard that
the wings
and
the
good,
strip clubs are bomb.
I heard it's particularly in the South.
Yeah,
particularly in the South. The nachos and the wings are
in LA.
Shout out to Tootsie's. You know what it is. Tootsie's always got a good sandwich. So
I don't know if I want a sandwich at a strip club.
Top notch food at strip clubs.
Don't get me wrong, I mean the wings are usually really good. And
top notch. I had a Philly cheesesteak at a strip club.
Once again, I don't know. You know, I just can't.
You know, I haven't been to a strip club in almost a decade.
Oh.
Last one I was at was Onyx in Houston and my purse got stolen, so I think I'm traumatized.
Yeah.
That's
my roommate had one job while I was in the bathroom stall. Oh, one job.
And they took it.
And they took it.
They took that. So, all right. Speaking about
what we got next?
Women stealing men and men stealing women. Yeah, because they gave me like this little flip book.
Why you got a flip book?
That's the reporter book. That's the media pass book.
You're supposed to tear it out so you don't have to do all that.
Right. That's how. What's wrong? Jesse ain't here today, y'all. He tears his ass.
Jesse being all famous.
I didn't know how to do it exactly the way Jesse does it. Shout out to Jesse Tannity. He's big time right now, so we got to take over for him.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about Tammy, my little crush on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
Oh, Tammy.
She reminds me of Adrienne Bylon. I don't know if I ever said that
you
on
did
here.
Say that.
But I tweeted it. I said, I don't know if I ever said it on here, because I just pop up sporadically. But she, I don't know if it's the cheeks or what, but she reminds me of Adrienne Bylon
a lot.
I can
see that.
She's so, cuter, though, to me.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know Tammy's been cheated on her entire relationship by Waka Flocka.
Why did they get married? Can somebody please explain that to me?
Well, they love each other. They
love each
other.
Nothing changed. But suddenly
she
now
changed.
Loves
no,
him
she changed.
What about her changed?
Well, she accepted it in the beginning and then changed during the marriage.
Okay, but she knew
grew
that
up.
Going in.
Like she
it's
didn't
not
she
like
grew up
it.
And expected him to grow
like
up.
I feel like she didn't accept it. I feel like she just turned her head.
That's acceptance.
And she...
Yeah, it is acceptance.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. That's acceptance. She decided. What's up with you? What you all right now?
I'm in my phone looking at something.
Oh. Okay.
Mind your business.
I'm sorry.
Yo, y'all can't have secrets at the table.
Oh my gosh.
Secrets on the panel. So, okay. So Tammy Waka, they're separating. It's been made official. Sad.
Oh no.
She's talking to the one girl who can understand getting cheated on, girl.
The bam.
The bams. The and, bam. She says, "Listen, he said that we basically agreed that we're going to separate, and I can't keep living in this house." Right. In which I feel like we were trying to build a life together. So
I understand.
I'm moving out to a little townhouse.
Move out, girl.
And I'm taking my daughter Charlie with me.
Well, where Charlie is? And I know that I haven't been on the scene like that, but where is Prison Lip? Where did Tommy go?
Oh, she was eating Jocelyn last week.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, that was her.
She's
right. Okay,
probably
that.
Laid out right now somewhere because she was definitely
the
drunk and probably
video.
On some pills.
No, she came. She comes in high.
She came high as a kite.
She
came
high. She
comes right in.
I'm pretty
high.
Sure she didn't wake up for this episode. She was probably still passed out, you know, trying to get it back together. Find a ponytail and shit. Trying to find a ponytail and a drawers.
Oh, my goodness. So,
where did I go?
So Tammy wants to. Tammy wants to have a little heart-to-heart with the Bams, who is what she calls her rock.
Her rock.
I don't know how Bambi became the rock.
I mean, Bambi got her ish together. She dumped her man. She moved on with that Jesus man, and they were doing good.
For like 10 minutes.
She's not putting up with no bullshit.
And so Tammy's getting ready for her fashion swimwear line release. Mm-hmm. She does a whole launch. At another, I don't know if this was a...
It was another church home.
Or maybe the YMCA back...
It was a youth center? It looked like a youth center for maybe like impoverished or disenfraged youth.
But she
it
did
look
chair.
Like that.
Can
you saw the
pamphlet. But can we not like, at least get the risers or something so that there's an actual runway and it's not like just crowds of people standing
okay.
around?
But that's how they do something it. I have to talk about. I'm sorry, because it bothered me.
The same level...
Bambi's runway walk bothered me on another level.
I'm just trying to figure out if she actually walked the runway six times
or
if they
just
kept playing
it.
But I was like, why is she up and down, up and
down,
up and down?
She really thought she was doing something.
I thought she was
repeating
herself. I thought she went back. She was like, wait, I ain't done yet.
Right. Let me give you all some rounds.
And once again, wearing the same thing, Bambi.
I just, her runway, it really, because you could... I admire her confidence.
Get
shout
a girl.
Out Bambi for your
confidence. You know,
the walk was cringeworthy.
I admire that heavy ass hair is still
just,
on your head and you
it
ain't
just
tipped
was
over.
Like, it wasn't even bad. It's just like, why are you walking
it was
so
bad.
Slow?
Oh, it was
there's
bad.
There's potential
it was
in her
slow.
Walk.
She was walking hard.
There's definitely
like
potential in her walk, but it's just
it.
Like, girl, just walk though. Just
don't you walk slower
it was
if
very
you're unsure?
Just like,
if you're a model, if you're unsure,
first of all,
you walk
the runway
slower.
Looked like it was only about 13
was,
feet.
He's gonna say it looked like it was this long.
You didn't have
maybe
like
she
a,
had
like a 13x3.
Well, maybe
you didn't have far to go.
Maybe she was just taking like shorter steps.
I don't know.
Really
she just looked like she was like
shit.
Hesitating or something.
I mean,
I don't know.
Maybe she didn't want to fall.
Makeup was gorgeous.
Forward.
She was insecure about
her
walk, so she just slowed it down and looks
she
like
just didn't
and looks
fall.
Like confidence.
Okay. She didn't want to fall.
Looks like confidence. So, Bambi walks up and down 1,000 times, but I do want to say Tammy did have a really good showing. It was crowded in there. It was thick.
Yo, lots of people
her
came.
Her suits weren't bad.
No,
yeah,
suits
were
nice.
Like
it's not like they were like Tiara Marie's. What were they called? The tuxedos?
The
hers,
jackets?
The blaze. Hers.
Even
that's
better
what
than
called.
What's her name's? Miss Nikki Baby when she did her
the
lingerie show and all
oh,
of it.
Yeah,
Tammy's
all those
stuff.
Corsets.
Well,
yeah.
And they use
speaking
like...
of corsets, Little Kim, don't you ever again in your life wear a corset and try to perform. Stamina and breathing exercises. Those are two key components
she
to performance.
To run on a
that's all
a
I'm gonna say
with her
so,
and lose rich homie Kwan's number okay go ahead.
So we get to see the runway show, we get to see everything happen. Deb does show up about halfway through the show
and walks down the runway
with an interesting wig
looking like Frankenstein's mother. I just could
now
not.
I don't know why she's going silver though.
Is I this, like it.
With the roots.
Well,
with
yeah.
the root
like
it's showing.
It.
Now,
I think we would like it if the makeup wasn't so harsh.
Or I just wish the
brows
curls
were really
smoothed out a little
the brows,
bit.
And then she's wearing like frosty, like 1998
to
eyeshadow.
To the
and
brow
it looks
bone,
like
though.
Lip smackers, and it's just too much.
No, because there are rules to eyeshadow.
I don't even know.
If
this
you're
is
putting
learning.
It on,
she probably knows not what is going on.
She
in this
wore it to the brow bone. She gave you the illusion mesh on the sleeves
yeah.
with the tutu, and then the leather open toe.
Royal blue shoes.
Slingbacks.
Yes.
What was going on, Deb?
I don't know.
I didn't understand any of it, but she's so sweet.
I mean,
but I like
know.
Her.
She's a sweet woman.
I mean, it did seem it was a little
don't you do that
minute.
No more, Deb.
I think it was last minute.
Yeah.
You know, she said she went there last
so,
minute.
Still ain't
no
excuse. No,
she planned that.
She was
yeah.
better off wearing leggings and a black, like, flowy Lanithia Leakes top. and some flip flops.
But no shade.
Been wearing that.
All the moms need to take a page out of Kris Jenner's diary and just wear the uniform. The black and the black and white. It would be fantastic.
Let me tell you something about KJ.
They
will never.
I mean, they're not going to be able to purchase certain items.
But you can
replicate it at Target or H&M. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I got bills.
This is fashion.
It may not be Valentino, but it is okay.
It could be H&M.
So back to people on the show.
He's like, what? We were still talking about her.
So after the show, we had Scrap show up in the back to show his love and support for Bambi. Instead of Tammy.
He should have brought two sets of flowers.
He's
stupid.
Tacky.
That's so
he would
tacky.
Know that if he knew what he was doing.
He don't know what he's doing.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
But you can tell that, though.
He's trying.
You can tell that.
See the blonde streak in his hair?
He said, when I seen you walking down that aisle, you look like a floating goddess.
Like a floating goddess.
She said, I'm going to be floating down the aisle to get married to somebody that's going to love and respect me.
Or somebody else.
Anybody, yeah. So good. Angie told him, I don't care about you. I do care about you.
I love you.
But
we need to be real clear and specific about what's going on.
Body language is key.
And
she didn't let him wipe the tear.
Yeah.
And the kiss was on the cheek.
On the cheek, girl.
And the parting, you know, when you part conversation with someone who, you know, you've been intimate with or used to date or whatever, how you part is important, too. And they parted with a hug.
Yeah.
That's how they parted.
Scrap was all in, though. He was all in her eyes and her face.
He was melted. Hungry.
He melted when she walked down the runway.
Hungry.
So
he was bored. That's what it is.
Rashida's in the back. Apparently, she's the only one who's uninformed about the fact that Waka is gone. So she says, "Where's Waka?" And that causes Tammy to slowly break down.
We're not together.
Because that's the worst. You gotta keep telling that to everybody.
Just get a shirt made. Or put out a...
We ain't together no more.
Put out some tweets. But it is the worst when you have to keep recanting bad information. Yeah. You have to keep rehashing it out.
And people are like, why? What happened?
Why would happen? So, speaking of why would happen and recanting bad information, Arianne is becoming a singer. She wants to be a singer. We saw that she was working with D. Smith.
It would be really nice if she would just throw like a real quick, you know, just sing a little something. Like
sing
when she was talking
on one of the little boys' songs.
I mean, I feel like this was a really awkward storyline for her.
Yeah.
Because nobody took her serious.
It was kind of weird, too.
And the fact that D. Smith was coming at her like that, it's like, okay, first of all, D. Smith.
Well, the thing was, I didn't think D. Smith was in the wrong. We got a vocal coach.
Girl, right.
Do the vocal exercises.
But girl, that's low-key real shade. Like, you're not going to talk about...
Not if I'm going to be endorsing you.
Like,
if I'm endorsing you, you're going to do those damn vocal... You're never too good for a vocal coach.
Exactly. Even the best people have vocal coaches.
You know what?
Here's the thing.
Or at least let her know. Don't be having her come up and just... You know,
But either way, you got to warm up before you hit the booth.
Here's my issue with money and studio time. People want to be famous. They want to have an album. They want to do all that stuff, but
they don't want to do the work
goes behind the scenes. This dude just came in and said, hey, we just going to hit some scales.
Right.
You're a singer. You want to be a singer? This is what singers do.
You have to warm up before you even lay down the track. No one just walks in.
I don't know. Personally, it came off a little shady. If she didn't even tell her... She came in thinking they were going
to
talk.
So you thought it was necessary for her to be like, by the way, a vocal coach is.
Well,
in
how
there.
D. Smith's been acting this whole season, to me, it comes off shady.
You know why I wasn't mad at this?
I don't know.
I do think D. Smith is shady. The reason I wasn't mad at this is because I'm a tough love type of person.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather somebody just give it to me straight. And I felt like she was just trying to say, look, you've been running your whole life. I'm not going to candy coach.
You're in your 40s.
This is it. Get up. Here's a coach.
Your lung
capacity
has changed.
Go to work.
We got work to do.
Yeah. So, see, like, girl,
even me, I practice reading stories out loud. You are never too good.
No.
Right.
I don't want to flub at a teleprompter.
Not. Of course not. But I guess she's coming into this, like, I don't know, thinking elsewhere. And then it kind of just took
a
hold.
But you ain't a baby. And it's not like she was like, oh, my God, your shit sucks.
Right.
Can you please go in there with him?
Right.
They just showed up like, hey, this is
and
so-and-so.
I like
D.
Smith's
funny
tail. She looks cute. I just hate her confessional wig.
I'm just dumb.
So, really quickly, Arianne was offended. She did run. And she ran all the way from Atlanta to New York.
With Kimberly.
That's why them legs are so tight.
Thinking K. Michelle was going to be a better friend.
Ran to K. Michelle. So K. Michelle's out of New York. She was completely shading everybody in Atlanta.
While she
was in New York. She said, almost doesn't count, idiot.
And it was even...
Speaking about D. Smith. And
D. Smith and Betty.
Betty.
Yeah.
Betty
Idol.
But no shade though, like up until what, 4-3 years ago? Wasn't K. Michelle still in the same boat making all kind of music that wasn't nobody trying to hear?
The first time I even heard of K. Michelle, she was on the Monique show. Remember that show on BET with the chocolate set and squeeze yourself real tight, sugar body bag?
That's when she hated fat girls.
That is when she was on there. And I was like, oh, this girl is talented. And then a few years later, I saw her on Love & Hip Hop, and that is what piqued my interest.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I've been known about K. Michelle.
Well, no, we knew about her, but we weren't subscribing to her brand.
But lots of people know about lots of people, but that don't mean you're doing anything.
K. Michelle was always popping to me, but that's just because I always listened to her.
To you,
beginning.
But the sales and the attention, the endorsements, they say otherwise.
Who was buying K. Michelle up until 3-4 years ago?
I see what you're saying.
I know a lot of K. Michelle fans.
And the reason why that's a valid point is because that's the way she looks at everybody else, so she has to be under that same microscope. So K. Michelle is nice now kind of on top, you know,
right?
And Arian's coming to get some sound advice from, I guess, like big sister,
yo, friends.
K. But it was
who
real
said,
awkward.
You can't sing.
Well, it's not even that, but
she
right
said
before
she attempted to sing
background,
right?
And then she said she ain't ever gonna sing on stage with me.
But before that, she was talking about how all these people are trying to become singers and do all these things.
Yeah.
And I was just like holding my breath for Arian. I was like,
here we go, girl. Michelle said, all of a sudden, people want to be singers, which is her friend who's in front of you.
And she does say to her friend, it's so weird. All of a sudden, you want to sing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen people like that. Even in Hollywood, there's this guy that I know who's an engineer for studios, and he said all the time, mothers bring their little 15-year-old, you know, little daughter in there, and they expect the engineer, work the magic, just sing whatever, they want the synth, you know, the whole, and the girl's not even passionate about it. She just wants, you know, a little notoriety. Mm.
Well,
put in the work.
K. Michelle gives Arian her big break. She says, look, I'm going to be doing this press tour for a week and a couple of things.
Can you all imagine her being an artist, though? I don't see Arian. I cannot imagine her. What's her stage presence?
She doesn't have much of a personality.
But Beyonce is kind of dull. Beyonce's fun now.
Yeah.
But compared to her...
shy.
Compared to her... Well, she's reserved. I wouldn't say shy. Because I've seen the girl get down.
If Arian did more of a folk type situation, she doesn't have to be like this R&B diva. She needs to be, you know,
there's no space for that.
Right. I don't,
she can do
it
like
just
a folk Tracy Chapman
so
type
of,
you know,
I just don't see her singing folk with a guitar.
I mean, like Tracy,
like, does she
you
even
don't think so?
No, like I don't see her as like a
who's Tracy,
like Tracy Chapman. Like,
just
oh,
like guitar,
I don't see
like,
her as a like songwriting,
like very
musician,
cerebral, more
intellectual kind of.
I see Arian as like the hook girl, but not an extended hook girl. Very, you know, that girl that was like on Grills. Boy, how'd you get your grill that way?
Yes.
And how much did you? Just that one little, you know, just a couple bars, one time, not on loop. And that's the kind of girl she could be.
I don't know. It's just the whole way she came about this is just awkward. It's just
Ashanti
so couldn't awkward.
Have been Ashanti.
Like, there's really nothing for her to come with this. With this whole episode, it just kind of makes her just not even... it's not going
to
happen.
But I really liked her hair.
Right?
Yeah.
She's a beautiful girl.
I liked her hair.
Yeah, I mean...
The short.
The way she should have done it has already been making records. Always been... Already been doing... Not over here looking like
something.
You have to be proactive.
You have to show...
I agree with that.
You have to show people that is what you want.
Yeah.
So just so we keep it up... So K. Michelle's on her press run. She does her concert. Arian's up in the... She's fanning out. My girl is killing it. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
And K. Michelle left her ass
at
the venue.
And she was insistent. She was like, we got to go. People will come rush the car. We got to go.
You know what was funny about that scene?
And there
were
no mofos.
You know what was funny about
that
scene?
No one was outside.
They
no
wouldn't
one.
Let us hear what the people were saying. Like, yo, you know,
you
Arian's in there.
Right.
She's like, we got to go. Your girl is. We waiting on your girl.
There was
no
line. There was no group of fans waiting.
Nothing.
Not yet.
TMZ didn't care.
Well, it's because K. Michelle is so accessible. If she wasn't so accessible, she's accessible on Instagram. If I DM'd her right now, I'm sure I'd get a reply. She's too accessible, so fans probably already. Okay, that's
even
my home
even
girl.
The excuse she made, which was
there's nothing wrong with that.
She said people be running
there
up on calls.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
She said people be running.
I didn't say anything was wrong.
No, I
didn't say anything was wrong with it. I'm just saying she's so accessible. What would be the reason to bum rush her car.
Saying, well, that's what I'm saying. No one was even there
because there was nobody there.
I mean, it was kind of funny. And Arianne did say she was at the door even waiting. So what happened?
Right. It's just how were you at the door though?
Like, call your Uber.
That's just so embarrassing though. You over here like going with her all these places, and she really left you.
Yeah, she really did leave you in real life.
That is when I would have went back to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Right. So instead of going back to Atlanta, we're going to move to LA where Stevie so J and Miss Jocelyn are throwing a pool party bashment.
With a heartbreak hotel wig.
trying to plug Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
Right. Why did she shave Fizz?
You saw that, right?
Why did she shade Fizz?
Why didn't she? Why not?
I mean, because who doesn't, like, number one?
Did you see Fizz's
number two,
picture he took cooking at the stove in his boxers?
Girl, bye.
I will never shade him again. Nobody's checking for Fizz.
You know what?
One time I saw him at the Woodland Hills Mall, and I was turned off by how short he is.
Been too thirsty.
There's nothing wrong with the man crying.
He's been hungry. Mm. Nothing wrong with a man crying is what you crying over.
So it was a Love and Hip Hop LA, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood sort of connection here in Los Angeles. Stevie J had Miss Nikki Baby there. Little Fizz is there.
Crazy all the time.
Carly Red got called up from Atlanta to come here.
Yeah.
So did Jessica Dime, which she was
Older
there.
Older Remy
with,
was there,
with
but doing business.
And Tierra also got the call.
Yes, she did.
So Tierra
and
me.
And she looked good in her suit.
Yeah, everybody was there and they all hanging
she
out.
Got
my favorite
hood
rat, Jessica Dime piece.
Yeah. Yep.
Dime piece had
Jessica
a great wig on. I'm with the
I'm
magenta.
Loving her.
And the
I'm loving that right now. Yeah.
I appreciate
so
that.
So Carly Red sits everybody down. She wants to tell her life story. She ends up talking about, you know, I just wanted to keep it 100 with Tierra because Tierra's there.
I'm fucking your baby daddy.
Which I don't know why that came into play so early in the party.
Why?
It seemed like the party just started.
We just got delivered our drinks. I'm fucking your daddy. Your baby daddy. Like,
fucking your daddy.
Like, I would have been like, sis.
Probably doing him too.
I don't even have the energy right now. Let me sit my drink.
She didn't have enough respect as a friend. Not to sleep with my baby daddy, but anyway, that's cool.
She's like, but you text me you had a man, so it was fine.
Jessica Dime said, I don't know why Carly wanted to confess her sins. So, and then everything breaks out. So then there's a slight fight or a scuffle, whatever it is, between Carly Red and Tierra. They start going at it.
But they end that real quick.
That overflows because now Jessica's blood is boiling and she sees Jocelyn.
And Dawn.
And Dawn.
You mean Chanelica. She saw Chanelica.
Chanelica.
Well, she made it real clear.
That beef goes all the way back.
She said, hey, Chanelica.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. So Stevie said, let's just keep it sexy, which I love. Stevie Jedi. That's my guy. He wants to keep it sexy. And here they go. They start going at it.
They keep it sexy.
Jessica Dime wants to fight from downstairs off the balcony.
Right.
I know she was going.
All the bodyguards are like holding her back.
As she's running. Literally, her wig's about to fly
off.
Titty's about to pop out.
Titty's about to come out. And Jocelyn gets in the pool.
Jocelyn came down from on high and comes down to the pool and starts popping that ass, which I thought was a boss move
for
Jocelyn.
I lived for it. I needed a gift.
Yeah.
It made no sense.
I lived for it.
I did too. It was awesome.
I've ever seen.
And so they turned that ass popping into ass shots with Miss Nikki Baby, Jocelyn, everybody in the pool.
Taking shots.
Went and left in the car. Like,
Stevie J. Once again.
Ended.
So like I don't want to say much about Mimi and Tierra, but you know they had to talk about what's going on.
With the fresh braids. Mimi's scalp was like white. Them braids had just been snatched. She hadn't even slept on those.
And now suddenly she needs to get child support from Stevie J.
So they cut us off. We didn't get any of next week's teaser. So
we
don't have any predictions.
It ended with Deb and Adrian Bailon crying.
So we didn't get to
see. We know we'll talk more about that. We'll see more about what's going on with Tammy. We're going to have to play the violin for her for probably another
season
couple
over?
Weeks.
I'm going to say it's been, 14 episodes?
It's 14 episodes in already.
Damn.
Are they going to do 20?
20?
Don't they normally do like 25?
18, ooh, I think, girl, is what it should
18.
Be.
18.
I think
one season,
episodes.
Like Love and Hip Hop Atlanta season 2, I want to swear it was 20. You know, reunions included, but it was 25.
I think 18 and then we still got reunions.
Three reunions.
Ugh. So anyway, yes, everybody, thank you all for tuning in to another Love and Hip Hop. DJ Jesse Janity will be back next week. But in the meantime, you got your boy Stefan. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter @IamStefan.
I'm everywhere at Stuart Starlet.
You can find me at Since They Don't Play.
Char says so.
And don't forget to check out our sister network, Black Hollywood Live. Yes. Tune in next week. Don't miss an episode, even if it's 25. Tune in. We want to see y'all. Later. Shout out to everybody. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.